St. Francis. Infinite chickadees gather at Francis of Assisi's feet. A rich man's coddled son, that sweet talker was a wastrel and womanizer before his conversion to cheerful man of God and animal whisperer. He told finches and tanagers, "Be thankful for your colorful clothes," and they've been chirping gleefully perched on his statues ever since. Church lore recounts the time an adder was poised to strike before Francis sang it to sleep, and how, after the holy friar had pleaded with a wolf to quit devouring people, the beast became content to feast on kitchen scraps. At first, Francis was deemed crazy and heretical, but in time he turned his scoffers' rocks and curses to welcoming grins and bells for his entourage of blessed beggars, whom he taught value golden coins no more than pebbles in the road. All you really need is a little food and love. The man was so blissed out, in his later years he wrote a canticle to the sun, whose light he could no longer see. I imagine his affable manner made him irresistible to women, but as he aged, he couldn't be bothered with romance, as he was free of worldly wealth, ill and blind, and flush with love of God and animals.